Blog Talk Radio.
World, you just tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right, my name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born talent events. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. I want to thank everybody for tuning back in to Talk to Me. We have over 10,000 listeners since April 23rd, 2010. This is actually our anniversary show. So I just want to thank you for being a part of Diamonds in the Rough, being a part of this broadcast, sharing it. I hope that you have gained something in the time that you have been a part of this and partaking in anything that we have had to share. We've had some amazing shows. I've had on CeCe Peniston, Melba Moore, Surface, Bernard Jackson of Surface, A. Curtis Farrell, producer of McDonald's Gospel Fest, J.J. Harrison. I've had on so many people, and it's been over 130 shows, so I just want to thank you so much. I may have missed a lot of names because we have interviewed over 250 people in this seven-year time frame. I took a five-month hiatus. That was not because I wanted to, but it was because of unforeseen circumstances, but I'm back, and that's all that matters. We have a surprise guest out of Kansas, Missouri, in the house. She is a fantabulous, beautiful, gifted, and talented woman of God, and she has an awesome testimony that she's going to be sharing with you today. Our topic is surviving the storm, whatever storm you may have had in your life, whatever storm you may be going through right now. Just know that you can survive this storm, and I am a witness. I am the testimony. So I'm telling you that I'm here, that I'm on this show. That's the testimony right there. I don't even got to get into details about that one. That one right there is enough to praise God on, because if you only knew, I'm just going to share a few nuggets with you. But before I do that, I'm going to go to our scriptures like we always do. And I'm going to be coming out of Isaiah 41 and 10. And it says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." And so sometimes us Christians, brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, we're going through things, and sometimes we look back and say, how did I make it through? How did I get through that circumstance? How did I get through that thing that should have took me out? Or how did I get through going through the storm right now? Well, you just got to trust in God. You just got to know that God is going to keep you strengthened and hold you up. You just got to know that in your heart of hearts that he is with you, even when it looks bleak, even when it looks horrible, even when it looks terrible, even when everything is coming against you, even when people are acting crazy and acting up and acting foolish. You know that your God is your help. You know that God is your strength, and that he will not let no hurt, no harm come near you. And I made it through. I went all the way down to Charlotte. I hit Winston, came up back, hit Bridgeport. Then I hit Norwalk. Then I hit Stanford. Then I hit other places. And I'm here to tell you the story about it. So I know that I am the testimony, and I can share that with you, because it was not a pretty picture. But I do know in the midst of that storm, I do know in the midst, excuse me, of this storm, that God has been with you, with me. And I know that when I couldn't call on nobody else, I know he was there. When I had to pray to somebody, I know that he was there, listening to every cry, even when I couldn't cry out loud, even when I couldn't pray out loud. For whatever reason, I still was able to pray with inside myself, and I had to find that quiet secret place, that place that I can go to, that I can call my own, that I can say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, help me in this situation, because I cannot do this on my own. And I found that I took one foot and put it in front of the other, like that song says in that cartoon back in the day. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Well, that's what I had to do, because I didn't know if I was going to make it from week to week. I didn't even know if I was going to have a place to sleep from day to day. But I thank God in the midst of it, my body may not be what it used to be, but it's still moving. And so I thank him for that. I'm going to move on to my next scripture, which is Exodus 15:2. It says, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. The point of the matter is are we striving to get to heaven? Because when we get there and we have to answer, we're not answering for nobody but ourselves. So whatever good, bad, or indifferent you do in between, that's between you and the Lord. And you got to know that. You got to know that he is a God, and says that there is no more condemnation in Christ Jesus. So if you're tearing yourself up, if you are your storm, if you are your own destruction, know that you can stop in your tracks right now. Know that you can turn things around little by little, day by day, drop by drop. He is your strength. You can get you a song in your heart, even if you don't know how to sing. You can make a song up in your heart. You can listen to a song. We got cell phones. We got everything. Sometimes you got to find that little small thing that will give you motivation and hope, that thing that will push you towards the mark, because each and every day we are supposed to repent, because we all are without sin. We all are as filthy rags in his sight. But thank God for his blood, because he shed that blood for us on Calvary, that we would be justified and redeemed and sanctified by his redeeming power through sanctification. And that is a daily process. That is why he said, repent daily. So we do not live in sin. Yes, we may sin as Christians, but we do not live in sin. That is not where we are. He sees us white as snow, and he says he has given us the victory. I'm talking to the Christians right now, those who have turned your life over to Christ. Because one thing I know, you might say, well, oh, I don't got to do that. I'm good. I don't do nothing wrong. Let me tell you something. There's always something filthy and nasty and stank in your heart. There's always something that is ungodly and something that may not be worth even thinking about, that you may cross your mind from time to time. Therefore, you have already sinned. So you thought about it. So yes, you may not have done nothing. No, you don't drink. No, you don't smoke weed. No, you ain't having sex. No, you ain't doing this. No, you ain't doing that. But he who is without fault, let him cast the first stone. And I don't see nobody that need to be throwing rocks. So I'm going to keep it moving to the next scripture. And it says in Psalms 9:9-10, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Well, we're living in times of trouble. It says in the book of Revelation that there will be war and rumors of war. And if that ain't what we live in right now, I don't know what is. And so if you think you got time, there's people that's 30, 40. There's teenagers dropping dead out here getting shot in the street. I had a student 2 years ago get shot around Christmas right in front of the school. So you never know when your day and when your time is. Get your heart right with God. I'm not going to see it. I don't know what your heart is doing. I know what my heart needs to be doing. So I ain't concerned with your heart. I'm concerned with mine. So I'm just sharing this message to help you, to motivate you, to encourage you, to strengthen you, that you may seek God, because I'm telling you, it may not be easy without him, but it sure is a little bit better to have him, because I know one thing, he's right on time. Yes, I'm a type that, you know, God is working on some things in me, and I'm like, Lord, where are you? Where are you? I can't take it no more. I can't do this, Lord. I don't want to go through this no more, Lord. I'm tired. My body's tired. My mind is tired. I'm weary, and I'm weak, but he said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. So as long as I got a breath, and if I got it wrong yesterday, then I might get it right today. I might get it right tomorrow. I don't know, but as long as I'm striving, that's the point. So he says the Lord is a refuge. A refuge is a safe haven, a safe tower, a place that you can feel protected, a place that you can go to and hide, and that's what you can do in him. And I'm telling you, because I know for myself, this ain't something I'm just reading. I've been through this over and over again. I am the testimony, like I keep telling you. He says that he is a refuge for the oppressed. Are you oppressed in any type of situation? Are you oppressed in a relationship? Are you oppressed on the job? Are you oppressed in the church? Are you oppressed at home? Are you oppressed in school? Where are you oppressed? And if you're not oppressed, you know somebody that's oppressed. So you can give them an encouraging word and help them. Maybe there's somebody that you know that may be suicidal. These are some hard times that we're dealing with. So to have Jesus on your side makes it just a little bit easier. So I don't know about you, but I'd rather have him in my pocket, have him in my heart. I'd rather have him surrounding me than to not have him at all. And so I'm trying to put my trust in him daily and just depend on him, and he is teaching me. So I'm going to move on to the next scripture, Psalms 34:17. When the righteous cry for help, it says, when the righteous cry for help, you may say, you know what, I'm righteous. I'm righteous in my own mind. I'm righteous in my own right because I didn't do this, and I should have did that. But you know what? We're righteous because we are being sanctified daily when we give our trust and we honor him. And we honor him in our worship. We honor him in our praise, in our time, in the things that we do, the things that we have, that we're walking towards, spreading the good news of the gospel. That's how you become righteous. And then in the process, he will peel you back just like an onion. And believe me, like I said, I'm going to say it again. I am the testimony because I've overcome rape, sexual abuse, violence, domestic violence. I've overcome a depression and wanting to commit suicide. I've overcome a lot of things such as being locked up, having alcohol issues, sniffing coke, doing drugs, marijuana, you name it, I have done it. So when I tell you I'm the testimony, I'm the testimony. And the only reason why I got here through that testimony to even see this day is because I put my trust in him, how I knew to do it. And it says, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears, and he rescues them from all their troubles. I'm not trying to tell you. I just want to make it very clear. Just because you give your life over to Christ does not mean that your world and your life is going to be peachy keen. But I tell you one thing, he's going to help you get through a lot better, because there's some people that are not righteous, that are not giving themselves to the Lord, that have jumped off bridges, trying to jump off bridges, stabbing people up, doing all kind of unseemly things. But when the Holy Spirit get a hold of you, conviction on the inside that even you don't understand. When I would seek to say, you know what, because I was a fighter and I still am, but I know one thing, vengeance is mine, said the Lord, and the battle is not mine. So when I want to bust somebody in their mouth, the Holy Spirit convicts me and pulls me in. Yes, we should not provoke each other unto wrath, but you know what? I know there's been too many times when the Cherie could have came out of me, and the Cherie that used to have razors and bats, the Cherie that would have knocked your teeth out sooner before you got to your last sentence, was not the Cherie that I am today. And I thank you, Lord, for that power, because that's a power all of itself. That's a power that I can't even explain, because when my mind is going there, my body is being held back. And I thank him for that. I thank him for that, and I praise him. And I just want to go right now and let you know that my e-books are still up there online on Amazon. I just published 3 new books. My niece, Pinky Poo, her book is published. It's going to be available by tomorrow. So go to www.amazon.com/author/Cherie Humphrey. Go to our home website, because we've got about 9 websites, from Stack Street to Blog Talk Radio to being on the City of Stamford website. But my official website for Diamonds in the Rough is www.ditrfindingthespiritinme.org. You can go there. Up in the corner, you can click the links for all the different programs that have been running over the past 15 years, and some that have started, some that I am waiting for funding to even go forward in. We need help. We need somebody that's going to step in and be an investor to turn this thing around. We need somebody, but I'm telling you, I don't hook up with just anybody. I don't care who you are, because I know that my ministry is unique. I know that it's from God, and I know that it can't be attached to any and everybody, so I ain't going to do it. But I do know that if you would like to participate in some way, call me up, email me, CherieHumphrey@gmail.com. You can get in touch with me through Facebook. The information is up there. I got 2 Facebooks, 2 Instagrams, so you can catch me online any way that you possibly can. I'm going to have our surprise guest on right after I go to one of these songs, and all of these songs have blessed me in some way to help me get through when I want to just scream and holler and fall out and say, Lord, I'm done. And one of them is I Told the Storm by Greg O'Quinn, and it's a beautiful song, so I'm going to play a little bit of that. Stop it right there, because I got to read this lady's bio real quick. Marcia J. was born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri, and the mother of one son. Marcia started out in radio broadcasting with Carter Broadcasting, KPRS, when she was 16 years old on a radio show Generation Rap with Sean Edwards and Dr. Carl Boyd. She was doing her internship in 2002 at Carter Broadcast Group. After that, she dedicated to following her heart with the love of hip-hop and started DJing for different schools after parties, events within Kansas City area. Marcia then went off to college to major in radio broadcasting at Mendota Heights, Minnesota for 2 years. And following that event, she came back to her hometown to go to a local community college called Penn Valley Community College to major in mass communication. Marcia J is the owner and operator of her own company called Marcia J Inc., which, by the way, is in the process of rebranding as we speak. I'm going to plug my caller in right now. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. I'm blessed. How you doing, Marcia?
Oh, my gosh. Before I got on the call with you, just been in praise and worship. First off,
yes.
Thank you for the introduction. It's very beautiful. The song was very fitting as well.
Yes.
Something had happened on social media. And, you know, since we've been talking about faith and tests and stuff, and the situation that took place before I got on the phone with you was definitely a test to get me down in the dumps. But I guarantee you, God is so much more powerful than anything in this world. I guarantee you he is. When you put God in it and you give God all praise and keep him first, everything falls in place and he will bring you right back to where you're supposed to be, no matter what. And I thank God for his grace and his mercy. I am an overcomer. I am not what I used to be. I am better than what I used to be. I am who I am, and that's who God made me to be.
Amen. And you just came through a test and trial of your own, and I don't want you to go into detail about it, but, you know, the doctor said this, and then when they went in, there was nothing.
It was nothing.
So,
it was nothing there. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, my God.
So how did you get yourself through that? How did you stand? How did you push your way? And having this in the back of your mind, running your own company, and also, you know, doing things for the community. You're an author. You're a poet. How did you just keep moving?
I keep moving by the grace of God. Even when you feel like things are put on the back burner, or things were holding you back, or, you know, a setback rather. You know, that setback is always a setup for a blessing. And so,
yes, it is.
You know, I have prayer warriors around me 24/7, even when I'm not in contact with them on a day-to-day basis. I have people that's praying for me no matter what.
Yes.
And I pray for them as well. And when you have a strong prayer warrior gang group, it means the world. It's a huge change. And I thank you also because you're part of their prayer warrior gang as well, too. I really appreciate it. Really do.
Amen. Yes, and, you know, it's funny how God puts people together, you know.
Yeah.
You come across so many different people in your walks of life. Some you forget, some you want to forget, some you remember, and some you don't. And,
right.
You know, for such a time as this, you know, because you've been an encouragement to me, because I've been dealing with some medical issues these past 5 months that I've been addressing, but they were always there. So, you know, I just was neglecting me because I was relentless about diamonds in the rough. But now I had to pull back and say, you know what? Sorry, I got to take care of me right now. And it is what it is. So how did you come to realize, you know, where the priorities were for you in dealing with this?
my part of me realizing first things first, I always put myself on the back burner. You know, me personally, my mom, my grandmother, dad, family, period. They always friends that I had in my life. I always said I have a huge heart, and that huge heart tends to get in the way in business-wise. Now, I've learned I have to take a step back and analyze things on my own and realize that I'm holding my life up, I'm holding myself up, I'm holding my goals and my dreams, what God has want me to do, has placed in my life. He gave you tools to work with, but you the tools can't work by themselves. You have to use those tools to make those tools work.
Absolutely.
In order for things to happen, to come together and manifest. So I had to drop a few nuggets out of my life. They were blessings. I will admit to that. The nuggets that I had in my life, they were blessings. They taught me things, and I went along my way with them, what was taught to me, and I'm utilizing them at this moment too. But people come in your life for a season and a time, and sometimes that season is not forever. So with that being said, I had to focus on me and do what's best for me, because people tend
Absolutely.
To see you do a good and get stuff together, and then it's like, okay, let me come in and try to intervene. And so it kind of off track. God said, no, you cannot do that. This is her time. This is her time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen overnight, but she's going to work towards her dreams and her goals.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
And there's a season and a stage for everything.
Exactly.
Even when you're running a ministry and running a business, because sometimes we get so spiritual we forget about the business part of it. And that's why you see a lot of churches shutting down and closing. But in the same token, you see the business part doing well, but there's no anointing, no yokes being broken, nobody being delivered. Everybody in the same boat they was when they got there 15 years ago, because nobody has changed, because there was no anointing to break that yoke. So, I mean, I think there's a balance with everything. That's why, you know, even in the midst of the things that I have done, the bad decisions, I've made some good ones by getting my master's, by being certified in domestic violence, running a workshop for survivors and et cetera, and certified through the state about 5 or 6 times. And I say that because I mentioned the ugly stuff. Now I want to tell you the good stuff, because that's what God does.
Yes.
You know, in the midst of the storm, like we were talking about early today, you may be birthing something in the midst of that storm, and without that storm, there's no way you're going to be pushed to that point of birthing. And I think that we have to be broken in certain areas so that we can be built back up the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So how do you feel about that?
Well, like I said once before, in April we have April showers. April showers bring May flowers, and God created flowers, you know, to bloom into something beautiful and something elegant, very nice. You know, something that's mind-blowing. You have people that, you know, have many storms, but just because you have a storm doesn't mean that you cannot overcome that storm. That storm is to, like you said, to build you up, to make you better, to make you see things better, you know, because you have to have discernment while you're in the business as well. It doesn't matter if it's church or whatnot in the music industry. You still have to have that discernment to see things before you get there.
Yes, because if you don't, you'll be accepting any and everything. I know.
Any and everything.
Too many propositions for
all
different things.
All money is not good money. I tell you that right now. It might sound good, but it's not all good all the time. And that's like I said, the discernment will let you know. You know, that's why you have to be spiritually in tune with being in the business, period, with anything. I don't care what it is.
Speaking of business, because we got about 60 seconds left. Please tell people how they can get in touch with you and your business, Marcia J, Inc. Where do they go? How do they get the information for what it is that you do?
My my information currently right now, my Facebook page is Marcia J, MarciaJay, for the word for. Then my Instagram is Marcia J Inc. And
okay,
that is it for now. I will keep you updated
okay.
on everything else. I'm working on my website.
Okay, great. And so we're not streaming right now, so we got about 1 minute left that may
okay.
pick up on there. I'm not sure. But I just want to thank you so much for coming on, and I'm definitely going to have
welcome.
You come back again. And we need people
good.
To make the contributions, please, because we want to go
yeah.
back to the hour show that we started off with the first 2 to 3 years. So please,
yeah.
if you know someone that's in the position, business-wise, corporate, or otherwise, and I need help in those areas. I'm creative. I'm that creative end. I'm, you know, that business aspect. But we need somebody that's going to be financially adept. So please get in touch with me. All my information is here. Get my e-books. I have 3 books published. Can Assist to Get Some Love. Name Brand Shoes. Also, KC Entertainment Offer, June West, 9 hours, 3 days, and 28 minutes. Go to Amazon. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Marcia. And I'm going to take y'all out with It's Over Now by
well.
Kirk Franklin. God bless
yeah.
you, love.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's over now. It's over now. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now. It's over now. It's over now. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now.
Okay, that's not the Kirk Franklin version, but that is It's Over Now. Teenager, I saw, I must have recorded it, and that's who was plugged in. But go check out It's Over Now by Kirk Franklin, I Told the Storm by Greg O'Quinn, and I will be tuning in again with you and having some more special guests on. Thank you so much for tuning in to talk to me. God bless.